Soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Thank you for joining us here at Reaching Out Ministries. My name is Kathy. I am Pastor Dave's daughter. I wanted to come on and give you guys an update. It's been a while since I've updated you on his condition. He's improved a lot since the last time I updated you. He is no longer at the Health Science Center and no longer attached to any ventilator. All the tubes have been removed from his throat and his nose. His lungs are healed and he is able to breathe on his own, and he has absolutely no problems there. So thank you, Jesus. He is currently been moved back to the Steinbeck Bethesda Hospital, where he is undergoing physical therapy to get his muscles working again. He's doing really well. He is in excellent spirits, and he's so thrilled that he will soon be coming home. So he would like to thank each and every one of you for praying for him, and continue to do so as he works on getting his muscles back in shape. Thank you from all of us from the bottom of our hearts. We love you, and we thank you, and we hope to have him back on here preaching new messages very soon. Thank you. God bless you.
Abiding peace is in my soul today. Yes, I feel it now. Yes, I feel it now. He has taken all my doubts and fears away, though I cannot tell you how. It is mine,
his prize is mine.
Blessed be his name. He has given peace, perfect. For all eternity, he has wrought in me a sweet and perfect rest. In my raptured heart, I can feel it now. Each passing moment keeps me saved and blessed, floods with light my heart and brow. It is my name. He has given peace, perfect peace to me. It is mine,
his prize is forever.
Blessed be his name, mine for all eternity. He has given me a never failing joy. Given peace, perfect peace to me. the love of God is comforting my soul, for His love is mine. Yes, His love is mine. Waves of joy and gladness o'er my spirit roll, thrilling me with life divine. It is mine, mine. Blessed be His name. He has given for all eternity.
We have now entered into the new year, 2009, and when we look on the world scene, it definitely came in with a bang. When we look towards the nation of Israel, we can see them fighting for survival. Unbelievable things are happening. The whole world is in an uproar because the Israelis dare to defend themselves. When we look at the injustice of it, it simply boggles the mind. The nations of the world turning against Israel because they are simply defending themselves from people who are shooting rockets at them day and night. We know for a fact that this is not natural. The natural way for a human being is to agree that people have the right to defend themselves. But with the Jewish people, it seems that the whole world is telling them, don't defend them yourselves. Let those Palestinians, let those Arab nations destroy you. You have no right to be there. We know that the Bible teaches that in the last days, this is going to be the problem. The Bible teaches, Jesus Himself said, that I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling, and the nations that will come against it will be cut to pieces. Yes, we are seeing these things happening. We are understanding why they're happening. The Word of God teaches that there is a real battle going on in the spirit realm. Satan wants to annihilate that little nation of Israel because they represent the God of the universe. And as long as Israel exists, there is going to be that obstacle, that thorn in the flesh to Satan to rule this planet. Try as he might, he will try to eliminate that nation. He will try to eliminate God's people. But as much as Satan will try, and as much as he will accomplish through murder, through incredible wars, he will not be able to get rid of the people of God. They will be a thorn in his flesh, in his side, all the way to the day of his judgment. He will not be able to get rid of them. Yes, God made sure that Satan will know for a fact that his time is running out and the day of his judgment is around the corner. The Bible teaches that he knows that his time is short, and he will go about like a roaring lion, seeing whom he will devour. And today I will teach on the subject on how the world is trying to get rid of that little nation, and of how God's people need to operate in those times. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open the hearts of the listeners to the signs of the times. Lord, we know that you're about to do some incredible things on this planet. The peoples of this earth will stand in awe as they will see your incredible power. I pray that your church will wake up to that fact. I thank you for the word of God. I ask that you will bless us today. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the great reasons that the church should be teaching on the end times and the soon coming back of Christ is so that the church will wake up to the fact that we are running out of time. The confusion that has come upon this planet is unbelievable. The economic crashes, the pestilences, the weather patterns, it is happening exactly the way the Bible predicted. We will see the storm clouds gathering. It will become darker and darker. And the people of God need to turn to their God for wisdom. And they need to turn to God to lift up their spirits. Because we are going to see some very interesting things coming to pass. Oh yes, the dotted lines will be filled in. The dots in the lines will be filled in. Things that we could not understand will become very, very clear. And I personally believe as we get closer to the end, the denominational walls will be brought down and the true Christian will start to seek comfort from one another, regardless what denomination you will come from. And the only true comfort that we can find is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us in Psalm 83, the Lord God predicted this so long ago. Keep not thou silent, O God, hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against the hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, and then it is Amalekite, and it is the Palestinians, and the Bible goes on down the line, listing all those nations around the Middle East who will come together to go against the nation of Israel. We are seeing this. I want to remind you of things that happened on the news. Ahmadinejad, of the Iranian president, who is raising to create a nuclear bomb, has bragged over and over and over again that he will annihilate the nation of Israel. He boasts that Israel will become, there is going to be a storm. And once the storm is over, the land of Israel will be no more. And who is Iran? Iran is the land of Edom. It is the first one mentioned here by God that Edom is going to start all of this. And we are seeing it happening right in front of our eyes. Yes, how clear can Scripture become? When one studies the politics of the nation of Israel, you begin to see and realize the confusion that is there. They don't seem to understand that they are a special target of Satan. They seem to understand and accept the fact that they are special to God, but they don't realize the danger that they're in, that regardless who they will make friends with, it's not going to last. The Bible teaches that they will make friends or they will make a covenant with the Antichrist in the end because the pressures will mount so very high. Here is what the Lord is saying unto them. It is very interesting. In verse 10 of Psalm chapter 81, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But then he goes on to say, but my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel want none of me. So I give them up unto their own heart's lust, that they walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies. This is what God is saying. If they would only listen to me, if they would only turn to me, I would subdue their enemies very quickly. In the meantime, Israel is not turning to Christ. Oh yes, many of them are turning to the Lord. But as a whole, the nation of Israel does not recognize Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Not too long ago, I read on the news that their government even put a missionary and his wife in jail for a couple of days and made them promise not to evangelize. Yes, that's how Israel stands today. But one day, the Lord will open their hearts and their eyes, and then there is going to be an incredible change. But before that day comes, the Bible teaches us in Daniel chapter 12 that there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Yes, this is what the Bible teaches. The troubles and the problems that we are now seeing in Israel are going to escalate. Yes, the Palestinians are now shooting World War II Katyusha rockets into the cities of Israel. But as it'll escalate, the stakes will go higher and higher. The Bible teaches us that Israel will use a weapon where their enemies' flesh will melt from their bones even before they hit the ground. Their tongues will consume from their mouths. Yes, that's going to be nuclear war. And we are the generation that will see all these things coming to pass. The Bible teaches us that the generation that saw Israel become a nation will not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. And we, the people who are alive today, are that generation. For the last 50 years, we saw the Bible prophecy coming to fulfillment right before our eyes. The things that we are seeing today could not have been imagined 100 years ago. So we need to lift up our heads. We, the children of God, need to seek out our Savior and seek Him for direction. For as we will get closer to the end, the horrifying confusion will mount. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to seek the Lord where we are, because we will experience the confusion. What will happen in Israel will be magnified all around the earth. If war starts in Israel through terrorism, we will experience war here. If the nations of the world will put pressure on Israel, whether it's through sanctions, whether it's to cutting them off from aid, we will see God cutting the world off from His aid. There's going to be hunger. There's going to be starvation. There's going to be economic crashes like you have never seen before. We're going to see pestilences, earthquakes, whatever you can name, it'll happen. It is simply because God retaliates when the nations of the world turn against
his chosen people. Yes, we, the children of God, need to pay attention to that. The Lord is about to come back. He is about to wrap up this planet. The Bible teaches that he will make short work of it. And as we see the day approaching, we need to get closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. For it'll be over in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. The Bible teaches us. The dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive shall be changed. Yes, we will be changed instantly. It'll be over in a twinkling of an eye. Then the way the things were on this planet will be changed forever. We need to seek the face of the Lord. Lift up your heads. Jesus is about to return. The Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing.
I believe in a God, even though I can't see him, even when he is silent, I know he is there. I know if I wait on the Lord and will listen in a still small voice, he speaks to me here. I believe. I believe that the sun, even when I can't see it, is there when the clouds keep it hidden from view. I know it will shine once again in its splendor when the clouds break away and let it shine through. I believe in a God and I know that I shall see someday in heaven upon his great throne. I believe in a God and I know he is with me, will be with me here till I enter my home. I believe in a love that is true and tender, for God in his love sent it down from above. I believe in a love even when I can't feel it, in this cold empty world where few know his love. I believe in a God and I know that I shall see him someday in heaven upon his great throne. I believe
as we will get closer to the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will see the evidence that we are in the end times becoming clearer and clearer, because the Bible teaches us it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah, and it's going to be like as it was in the days of Lot. And I personally believe it is talking about the peoples of this planet who turn away from God and turn to the lusts of the flesh. Anybody who has read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, and anybody who has read about what happened before the flood, knows that the earth was filled with violence and lust, that God had to say, I am finished with this, I am going to destroy all human flesh. This is exactly the state we are approaching. The peoples of this planet are turning away from God. They are trying to eliminate Him from every aspect of life. And we, the children of the living God, need to understand that the salvation of God is available for everyone. We should not lose heart nor hope. We need to keep preaching the gospel. The religious systems of this world will fail. People need to understand that without God, they do not have a chance. They need to turn to Him for salvation. In Jeremiah chapter 17, there is an interesting scripture in verse 9. It tells us, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." I want you to understand, for those of you who are religiously trying to please the Lord, you need salvation that comes only through the cross of Calvary, because the Bible teaches that all men's hearts are desperately wicked and deceitful, and God is searching them. And the only way we will be found acceptable by God is through turning to Him for salvation, regardless how good you are, regardless how you try to keep your religious ways and laws. They will not amount to anything. Everything will be stripped away from you, because God Himself states that every person's heart is evil and that heart needs to be changed. And the only way that change can take place is through turning to Jesus for salvation, accepting Him for our antidote for sin. I want to speak to you who have lived and tried to somehow appease God through your religious exercises. We don't have much time. Time is fast running out. Jesus is about to return for His bride, and those who will not know the Lord, they will definitely have to suffer the consequences of their decision. The Bible teaches us very clearly in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation." So this scripture simply tells us here that those who have turned to the cross for the salvation of the soul, to them the Lord will come back again the second time without sin unto salvation. Yes, those who have turned to Jesus, those who have received His saving grace, those who have received the forgiveness of sin, to them the Lord Jesus Christ will return and take them unto Himself. Are you one of those? You need to make sure. Come to Jesus while He may be found. Today is the day. Harden not your heart. The Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.